I think it said right in the song, that one of the songs that we sing for at our meal time, that about renewing that hope and renewing the spirit after putting in a hard year in the business world, getting away, lost in material things. Here we have a chance to renew our entire Christian spirit and fellowship and recreation and et cetera, et cetera. Very beautiful setting with other young people who have the same interests.
Are you saying that it happened or not? For you, did it? I guess it's
for me.
Okay.
I think the fellowship that it gives and the learning and the growth that goes with that fellowship with people from other areas is why I came.
Linda Johnson, what do you mean by fellowship?
I found that from my very first year, this is my third year now, this is the one place I can find a few other rebels like myself who are willing to take an issue and chew on it. It's hard to find people who are willing to take a slightly opposite point of view.
I think this is the only place that we can be we without putting on any fronts for a boss or anybody else. We can just be ourselves.
Take off our masks.
Yeah. And here we are as we are.
Were you able to fully?
I think so. I was.
There's something contagious about the spirit of the whole village. You notice that after you're here a few days, there's just nothing like it. You can't describe it to somebody else. You have to be here and actually witness what goes on in the fellowship. That's going to be a hard thing for us maybe to put across to our home churches when we get back, is to convey the inner feelings of how the spirit affected us. Sometimes it's hard to put into words, but it's, I think everybody feels it.
Can you bring it back to your local areas?
Yes.
Just being a little bit more of what you got here?
Well, we have the enthusiasm, but it's hard to convince somebody else unless they actually are here themselves.
Well, how about taking off the mask? Can you see if you can try leaving it off for a while, for instance, and see how it works?
It worked for me. I got these kids here.
Anybody in the mezzanine over there? The loges.
Yeah, in addition now to the reasons why you came, what happened while you were here?
What happened?
What was this beacon for you? What
was the
place?
Impact? Somebody said fellowship, somebody said rest, mm-hmm. and so forth. Anything else on what it was to you?
Inspiration.
Challenge.
Challenge?
Perspiration.
I think all of our sessions have been very educational. I think everybody has learned countless things through the period of the 2 weeks.
Well, can we make this jump then as we move down the line and say the Stehekin is really the whole experience, the place and everything else. Let's talk now for a moment about...
Could I say one thing more? Yeah. I think more than anything else that's affected me or that's been a help to me is intellectual fellowship. I hope that the intellectual spirit of the village never dies. I know that Carol said that someone had criticized the Stehekin last year because it was too intellectual. But most of us have no opportunity to discuss theology with the type of people that are here. And just things like that.
Okay.
How many times can you sit down and have a talk with a group with Chuck and George and Carol Henderly and Pastor Witt? You don't have an opportunity to do this all the time.
We're letting all these comments run, we're not entering into dialogue. Anything else on this? We're making a transition then from talking about general impact and saying that the Stehekin is the whole of the experience, including what you brought up here, But could you react now to the programming that went on for the Stehekin itself in terms of the strengths that you felt? What were the things that got through to you? And we'll talk about weaknesses in a moment. Could you focus on this for a while, just for a little bit?
Well, I think it's remarkable the way the program itself remains flexible enough to fit weather conditions or anything along the way and still have a continuity to the whole. When there's groups going on hikes, I mean, this can be rearranged and we still get the program in. I think this is terrific. Without having a straightforward outline that we must do this each day down the line, and if we don't, we miss something. This is worth back in again.
The pertinency of the subject topics involved as it relates to us as young adults has been, to me, one of the strong points.
I think the leaders have been exceptional.
I think the participation and discussions has been very fine.
They knew what they were talking about.
You think you have had a voice in deciding what the program, what the topic should be, or has that been imposed upon you from above by Pastor Witt, Ziegler, and Belander?
I think the discussion is enough of it that it gets oriented to what we want just by the fact that so much of it is open discussion.
You have had a chance then to get your ideas in.
Anyone else? Well, let's move along because we're going to have the free for all coming up and talk about the weaknesses. What didn't get through to you? What missed you? And what was missing? What were things looking for? Now we're talking again in terms of programming here that you would have appreciated. Now, we're not talking about suggestions yet for next year. These might be the same. But what we're looking at what happened and evaluating the weaknesses of it as far as you see them now.
I think some of the discussions could have been a little less intellectual for the less intellectual people. Not everybody has a college background or there are people of all various walks of life here, and I know some people were not able to keep up with some of the discussions, and maybe, well, this is again saying what could be done next year.
Okay.
We can leave that goal.
All right, we'll come back to that.
I think along with that, one of the things is that the pastors did too much talking. As usual, they dominated it almost all week long, and the young adults who were not pastors or involved in this did not enter into the conversations too much. This is what I felt as a pastor, that we talked too much.
I disagree. The one thing that I feel is that I would have liked more small group discussions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Meeting right back into your main emphasis. And the other is that I found some excellent points of attack, especially as the week developed, in the different particular sessions. But and I felt I got a tremendous amount of it. But I didn't feel that they hung together between the different sessions as much as I would like to, at least from my viewpoint, like to see a little bit more of. And yet I feel right now an overwhelming sense shall we say, goodness about what has come out of the whole thing. But I don't find the specific yet that maybe I'm already trying to find.
I'd like to get out and open some of the things. One thing that was said, and that was not adequate advance notice about what's going to be happening, the kinds of discussions, specifically to the requirement that you become involved prior to coming here. For instance, reading Colin Williams' Mission of the Church in preparation for Pastor Rolander's presentation would have seemed to me have been very, very helpful. I personally feel was a weakness and one that's traceable to the leadership. Okay? Oh, please, go ahead.
My criticism may not be a valid one because I was only here for the second week, but I felt the corporate worship services were very weak. Last night is the only worship service which I will remember at all. To me, the morning devotions, I might as well have skipped them, and I suppose partly because I was away several days on a double overnight hike. The worship part of the Stehekin just wasn't there as far as I'm concerned.
I know this is weakness time on the recorder, but I would like to protest his statement. I think he couldn't say that if he'd been here for
the worship.
Yeah. I got a lot out of those.
Yeah. We've had both ways. Very good. I mean, there's been some weak moments, but
yeah, some of them.
Real good ones
but
too.
Some of them have been.
No, but I think perhaps he is referring more to the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt this myself.
Yeah.
Well.
I have. Yeah.
I mean, this has been something which you do functionally, and that's all. I mean, there seems to have been a little less.
We did the same thing over and over every morning.
Yeah,
the
suffrage is the same.
This is a particular bent of mine, but I even objected to the use in the schedule of calling it matins because we didn't even go to matins once.
Yeah. No, we
didn't.
That's this weekend was called, or today.
Morning matins.
Morning devotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Rick.
This morning was an exception. This girl did tie in beautifully what we are doing, and she emphasized. How we can see what to look for in our Christian thinking.
I think we got more out of this morning just being called, even though it was just devotions rather than matins with the suffering.
Right. Could the young adults also partake in this rather than just leaving it to the work group?
Yes. I know we did that last year. We had that worship service was beautiful. We had people clamoring to take over the worship in the morning. Well, just about clamoring. But we had matins before breakfast all over the whole village. We had it out on a lawn one morning. We had it out in the worship circle out there. We had it in the gym. We just had them all over, and we all took part, and they were different every morning, and we got an awful lot out of it.
I think mealtime or at the table, eating table, is a bad place
to takes
have
away from it.
This is my case of say so in advanced preparation too. I've seen many mornings where somebody come up with a hymnal and say, "Will you do matins this morning?" I mean, in the middle of his final cup of coffee or something. And this is a spur of the moment affair.
Okay, I think we're clear now that this part of it was a weakness. Is there any another area as we move along?
Well, I'll just bring this out. I realize there are reasons for it. That is the evening meal is too close to the noon meal.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
Yeah, it is. Because you really don't have a big meal at night. I mean, they give us our main meal in the afternoon, and then we have a hot dish or something at night, but it is rather close. I'm very rarely not hungry when I go in at supper time.
Well, I was thinking of not primarily from the nutritional point of view, it's from the point of view of things to do in the afternoon.
It's short not the afternoon. It's a real long morning and a short afternoon. Yeah.
So the afternoon, for whatever use it was, and this year sort of free time for hiking and other things was tightened because of the closest meals. Okay.
Well, this is somewhat tight, isn't it, with the boat schedule, though?
Yes, the evening meal is not.
The noon meal is so late because of the boat schedule.
That's correct.
If you had the evening meal late, though, direct volleyball, right, Carol?
Essential. All right.
Put floodlights in the school there.
I wonder if a different system of serving could be found also to save the
year.
You wait so long for
Yeah, and first you get your vegetable and you eat that, and then you get your potatoes and you eat those, and then you finish up with that.
European style here.
But that's partly to do with the change of help. It was very efficient and fast with the young people that had just been through their skills, and then we get the new group, and that's part of showing
it. It really could have been better.
Any other areas of weakness that you're concerned about?
The last couple hours of the day, however we want to term it, it seems that this could have been left a little bit more freer for our own relaxation and kind of enjoyment and chance to get together and our own informal discussions. I felt that we were crowded right up till at 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and then if we wanted to get together for anything like that or get started on our own things, it was kind of really rough, and then that pushed it up later and later, and the sleep process gets mixed up.
I thought the evening programs were the finest programs, really. I think I would have, slept in the morning so I could stay after for the play and I wish that
there were more opportunities to meet the permanent staff on an informal basis.
Counseling, for example.
Pardon?
Counseling.
Time for counseling with a member of the permanent staff.
Who never talked to you?
When you say permanent staff, you mean us?
No, I mean the people that are here all summer, so that we could get to know these
Karen
people.
And all this.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about faculty being the people that work with you, like Mr. Zinkler.
Well, that's true, too. We never got to know you either.
I was trying to separate the points. That's all I need. You're talking about getting together with Annette and all these people.
Yeah.
And it would have been good to
it's
have this.
And
I think they feel
people,
this,
then.
Too.
I also think we could have used name tags.
I think so, too. It took 2 weeks to learn the names.
And if we could have gotten
the sheet with the names on it earlier.
Okay.
Another thing I was bringing out is I think breakfast is too early.
Right.
No. You don't go.
I see no reason to get up that early.
Well, my thinking is this way.
You can't get everything in unless you
cut down on the length of that coffee break.
But anyway, there should be 8 hours between the end of what is programmed in the evening until the bell in the morning. There should be 8 hours. Now, what a person does during that 8 hours is kind of up to the person, but there should be the opportunity.
You realize that there's thinking behind this, but they're thinking that I question too, and that is that the work campers and other people were to be involved in some of our presentations. They were not, and therefore the question of the RER is a real serious one, and I think it will be brought in a couple of places. Anything else on weaknesses? Let's get specifically now at suggestions for this, for Stehekin next year. These would not necessarily only be filling in weaknesses, but things to go on from as we are now. Any kind of thing, all right?
A number one, better information beforehand.
All right.
Yes.
I think the first year I was here, something was done that I found very helpful, and it might be used again. We were divided up. We had got about 2 or 3 numbers on our name tags, which were discussion groups of various kinds. Mm-hmm. One were broken up Bible reading areas. Another one were, I believe, was broken up into small units for discussion after the lectures. And then each one of these had a representative. And then we would meet with once a day, probably, mm-hmm. with the person in charge of whether the next day's program. And they would tell us what was going to happen. Well, not only were we informed so we could be better leaders, but I think it helps to have a few representatives of the group, because you then can say what is happening and what people want and what isn't going on sooner than at the end of a mm-hmm. 1 week or a 2 week period.
Okay. Further suggestions? Please.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and I don't want to get involved in personalities because I think they did the best they could under the circumstances, but I think our hiking leadership would have been better trained and more familiar with the trails and what was all involved. I think of several instances in particular where the own leaders felt their own inadequacy, and when their own leaders feel their own inadequacy, what about the followers?
Same with the work projects.
Yes, I think the work projects.
Well, specific, determined. Would you react favorably, for instance, if they came up here, who you came up here
on Monday, and they told us
and
what
they
we're going to do?
This is what you're going to do, and it's going to take this many hours, and you have to find the time.
Yes. And right. These are going to be your leaders, and they are going to be at such and such a place, and such and such.
And we start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like the day we come, we start the next day.
Okay. In other words, some direction and specificness, both in choice as well as the follow-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on this? What about the drama? Nobody mentioned the drama yet. I was so intrigued.
Sorry,
does it seem like ages ago?
This really added a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
This is tremendous.
So more thankful.
So you would say for next year, try to be sure to have drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Follow-up discussions as shortly after as is possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the drama was above the heads of some of the young people, though. Take my 15-year-old boy. He's not stupid, but I don't think he understood a lot of the gist of those dramas. Let's get some dramas that the young people can understand, too.
I think the program, especially for the Stehekin Weeks, is for people who have at least graduated from high school, and I think that anyone that's college age should be able to understand it. And the whole program of Holden is geared for those of older youth. We can't expect the younger people to
Do you want to get out here?
No, honey,
no, that is it. I just don't think that, that some of the things that go on here should. I mean, we. I'm sure that they have
that's
programs
why we
for
even weeks for us.
Yeah, they have programs for younger children, like in the schoolhouse. There are things for them to do, and also they have so many Bible camps, especially in this area, for people of junior high and high school age. And this is the only place that I know of where people who have graduated from high school can come. There are probably others, but I think that Holden should be especially programmed for those people our age and older. Yeah.
Well, in fact, in Bremerton, I was talking to Pastor Nessie, and he said that if Holden would infringe on high school too much, that the pastors wouldn't be too much in favor of it because we have Luther Haven Park.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem.
You've got to have a challenge for the young people as well, and user mentality. Sure. I mean, if you water it down to the younger levels,
we
they have no interest or anything to get out of it, and then you've lost this part.
Well, another step is, of course, is that the idea is that we want to have something to look forward to in programming in general. Now, whether this has to be for all summer or not, that's a problem of the programming committee of Holden. But at this particular time, we want there to be something where they really feel out that they can get into at some time. We do have this in mind, I think. Specific again, for Stehekin next year. Yeah.
Well, I think that in planning out the hiking schedules, this should be done not at some higher levels, but together with the whole group.
The hiking schedules? When
you're going to go to one place, and when the two-day deal is going to be, and if it's going to be one day or 2 days.
I would think this would have been impossible to do this because of the really complexity of the program that is going on this year. It may be that at a later time it would be able to. You would have made a number of decisions, which it seemed to me would have probably been very quickly overruled because of considerations beyond your control. I have a feeling that is a more frustrating experience than just getting sort of a fiat from above. I would have rather have done it the way you mentioned, but I think it would have been impossible this particular situation this year because of the levels of programming that are just necessarily going on as we try to struggle through our Holden picture. Anything else on suggestions? We're past 12. I'd like to open it up to
general. We didn't get a chance to do anything with art. I don't think many of us did. I don't think the Stehekin people had a chance at the crafts or any of these things.
That's true.
And I really think this is a pretty special area. You could involve quite a few discussions around it.
Okay. Good possibility for programming too, to bring in an artist or something of this kind.
Well,
to
so that we can
this.
Participate.
Yeah.
You know, get
but I mean,
in
let him.
I
be
think
it
would
be
right.
Yeah.
Right. There are so many things out here that you can really work on.
Yeah.
And for some of us, a lot of people don't have art experience, but if they could just be coached a little bit, just go on their own and try.
I'd like to hear from an astronomer sometime while we're up here.
Yes.
I think one thing we haven't talked about, Beanie. What his great contribution to this whole thing.
Next. Okay. Beyond question.
I'm just going to say that I think that, for myself, I like kind of a leisurely program. And instead of trying to have a lot packed into it, just have a few things and free time and a lot of other things. And I realize people disagree.
I think that they should try to get in as much programming as they can. If you don't want to go to them, don't go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You feel guilty if you don't.
You know.
Yes.
Someone should.
Well, I was tired this morning.
You may not get everything out of it. I mean, the entire point of every discussion, but at least you're getting a little bit here and there, and you're getting the diversification. If you just got the one, you get four.
Yeah.
This
is a big difficulty when you have a
little bit on here.
It's better to be awake at some of them and get something out of it than be falling asleep at all.
There's a real problem I feel here for the village in the sense that you get the temptation is you come here and you think of it as something specific, and you get here and you pop out like popcorn in all directions. It's so easy to do this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's so easy to lose a sense of focus and direction of what you're here for, a specific, say, service that you want to find for yourself. And that's what you're here for, is to find and to renew in specifics, to find a direction for yourself that you can go back home with.
You would admit, though, too, John, that some people react to this in a broad shot and get it this way, and others do it in a very, focused way. At least I think the observation would be that this happens. And some people react this way. Some people just can't stand not having this. And other people would come through very neatly the other way. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I think the points have to be considered here, too, and on the table.
Oh, yes. Maybe the program that started out last week where we had all of the three morning sessions before the coffee break, maybe if we could make these that much enough shorter that the time between coffee break and lunch, which is really quite a long time, could fit in some of these other things.
Okay. It is good to have time to reflect after each session, and I do agree that maybe that would be a good time, that time between coffee breaks. And I can think of more things after I've gotten away that, well, now I said something and I don't think that was quite right. And you just get it all put together.
Or there'd be time there for the art or for the other thing, a little more compact.
A break. I think
a work project should be in the morning. I know it's hard with sessions, but it's cooler and it's mm-hmm. If you're doing a lot of work outside, it's much better.
Well, up at Coburn Falls, it's nice and cool on a hot day. It's a tiny one.
And for those who want to go on hikes in the afternoon,
there's a conflict.
If there is a definite conflict, and they want to contribute to the village, and they also want to hike, and they want to get the sessions, and it's hard.
Well, this is right. The selectivity. If you're going to have sessions, you're going to have work, and you're going to have hiking. There's going to have to be choices you make.
I like having choices, though.
Sure, too.
Yeah. I'd hate it if there were only one thing I could do at any one time of the day.
You shouldn't have to feel guilty because you chose one over another, because one day maybe most people are going to help in that, and you can go off and reflect.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid we're running out of time. Is there any general comments about Holden? I'd like to get these in very briefly. Yes.
Publicity. I know that they've got a lot more publicity planned for this year, but I just don't think there can be too much. And even living in Seattle, you don't hear anything about Holden, and there's no information. You can't write for anything, and it's just
terrible. You can't write to Holden Village as an address in Seattle. And
yes, I have seen the information they send out, but it still doesn't answer the questions
that we had the last year was real good, because it gave everything. All the information on it. It gave for the train schedule, the bus schedule, every schedule was right on the pamphlet before you sent in your registration.
And
everything was right in that pamphlet, which was good.
Send in your specific suggestions of what kind of publicity you want. Please, through the Holden office. This will be very helpful, because they'll respond to this, to the specifics. Yes?
I think we should make a comment here about the food. I think it was real good.
Strong point.
Better than we have at home.
That's for sure.
I don't dare say that.
Any other general comments about Holden? Suggestions?
I think church vocations and that type of leadership should be discussed and should be presented.
All right.
It's not gone into enough.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I know what Holden's purpose is, but I think it's fulfilling it.
We got through to her.
I have a burden of questions or concerns in regard to this as individuals. Now, we're all going back. And we're saying what others can do to help us. I think it's got to be the other way around. What can we do? What can we specifically figure out here now in the next half a day or during the time before we're completely out of this setting to think about? What can I do in my own local congregation or area? How can I develop a publicity that has meaning, not only when I get back and the enthusiasm I carry back with me then, but a holding type program that you can set up and sponsor? What information can you get readily in the way of the slides and the pictures coming up? Can you get together with others in your areas for reunions and purposes? These kinds of situations in your own local circumstance. And specifically for those of you that are just individually out, just by ones and twos in your area, you're awful vital. Because you're the only real people that's got contact out there that can push this, that can make it live and meaningful to others to come. And it's up to you, I feel, in the way that if you're short on things, to don't be scared at all to paste them for information. For instance, I think it's got to have a person and a theme for a person that's going to lead this next year. And the sooner we get on the ball and pushing it, the sooner that they can, there can be an outline program. And this means pushing questions, asking, writing, finding out when it's going to be or who's going to be coming to run it for the next year and what their theme is, and questions about their theme. Start discussions about their questions in your area. Get an enthusiasm that you can bring back here to culminate it. Make this a place where you can come nationally and let it be known that this is a national place for corporateness among young adults.
Thank you. I'm afraid that we're really eating into our Fellowship of Intercession time, and I don't think this is really fair if we are serious about this fellowship. This will remain with the opportunity for you to jot things down, maybe on the boat, just stick a piece of paper in, and even if it's a crumble of piece, stick it in the book. We'll try and send somebody else too. Please feel free, don't lose this opportunity to have a ministry right now, not even wait to get back home about it. I express my appreciation to you for these comments, also on behalf of the Holden Village Board, and indeed our good friend Carol, whose spirit is so much a part of what we are able to do here, and a number of the things that you folks said in your evaluations reflected also our good director of Holden Village, Carol Henderby. I'm grateful to say that in his behalf. I say now aloud to you my thanks for your being here and your part in the program. I say aloud to Aki Rolander, my thanks to him for his, my opinion, excellent presentation. The same for you, good John, and for the Beanie was mentioned before. I'm grateful for the chance that I had here. I ask you to express your own appreciation without necessarily the round of applause like the Americans usually do, but in your own prayers and in your personal comments to these people. And turn then to the liturgy of life written by our good friend Henry. Madame, don't cry, they whisper and sigh. Who can know the measure of despair that comes from those whose lot in life we refuse to share? The loneliness of a city life, the agony of lost identity, the bitterness of unrequited love beaten and battered in life's fruitless race, the shame of an unwed pregnancy, the boredom of life's dread monotony, finding release in alcoholic victory, the racist claim to superiority, inflicting hate upon minority, the pious who commit iniquity and respectability. Lord, we stand condemned, whatever our rank and station in life, we plead for mercy in life's unending strife. But there is mercy, that thou mayest be feared. Thou dost offer hope for the hopeless, purity for the fallen, challenge for our boredom, humility for our pride, grace for our fallen race. Dear Lord, help us accept these gifts to us. Help us light the flame of thy love. Inflame our hearts with thy passion, that our lives may reflect thy compassion. Amen. In the closing benediction, a reminder that the benediction traditionally always belongs not to the worship service, but to what happens after the worship service. Back in history, they tell me that the priest said in Latin, et emissa est, before he pronounced the benediction, which being translated simply means, and you are sent out. And then the benediction belonged to your outness out there, not during the service itself. And so I say to you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, et emissa est, you are sent out. The Lord bless you and keep you out there. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you out there. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace out there. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.